Everyone, thank you for taking the time to come out here today. I'm Superintendent Gabriel Cameron, attached to Lambeth Police Station. I'm basically the borough commander. I'm here to talk through a horrific incident that occurred last night, which resulted in a 31-year-old female and two children aged 3 and 8 being attacked with a corrosive substance, which we now confirm to be an alkaline. A male was with them in the vicinity, a 35-year-old male called Abdul Izzedi, and he left the scene. But the injuries to the female and children, they're in a stable condition, but we are just monitoring, but they don't seem to be life-threatening, but at this time they could be life-changing. The male was last seen in the North London area, Caledonian Road. And if you see him, there'll be some images circulated later today. If you see him, I plead to not approach him. He's a 90, call 999. He has significant injuries to the right side of his face. I have a special number. If you do have any information, any dash cam footage, ring doorbell footage, I've got a number which I'll plead for you to call. It will go direct to my specialist officers. And that number is 0207 175 2784. Failing that, you can always call Crime Stoppers on 101. I really want to give thanks to the local community. I had three members of our community, three women and one male, who attempted to stop the perpetrator. They were injured in the process. They've sustained injuries, but thankfully they're not too harmful. Also want to thank LFB, London Fire Brigade, Local Ambulance Service. Five of my local officers were also injured. Thankfully, no one has got any life-threatening life injuries. That's it. Any questions for me?
What's the scale of the manhunt at the moment for this?
So we're liaising with our local other partners, agencies. So we're working alongside Northumbria. We believe the male is from the Newcastle area, and he could be going back there. He may not be, but he could be. BTP, British Transport Police, are also working alongside us as well. So we are working in collaboration with other agencies to try and locate this male.
Could you tell us what the relationship
is? What's the relation to the suspect?
We don't know the actual relationship at this stage. I've basically told you everything we know. We thankfully know who the subject is, and there are inquiries to locate him. So that's a real plus. But again, I really want to thank our community.